The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, everyone. Andy Brownell. It's Saturday, and I, of course, am joined by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Well, I sure did. But you know what? Now that Thanksgiving is over, you know what that means.
Christmas is
knocking on the door. I'll have all my trees up by the end of this weekend.
Oh, gosh.
I would have had them up last week if I'd have felt better. But yeah, it just didn't work out for me. So I got my work cut out for me this weekend.
We tend to wait until like another week or so, and then they go up.
Too much work. I have to enjoy it. They have to be up for a while, but everybody has their preference. It's all good. I'm going to do a holiday open house December 9th, so I got to be all ready for that. So, you know, just the way it goes.
My better half likes to design the trees for High Wealth Homes and the
festival. Nice.
So
nice.
She's already done like three trees without even doing a tree in our home yet. So,
okay. So she gets a little break. Got it. Well, at any rate, we're still looking at green grass, and how weird is that?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
I am too. I'm not complaining. And it's nice because I'm actually seeing traffic picking up in the real estate market. I've actually been out showing houses the whole week prior to Thanksgiving. I mean, that's great.
As predicted, right?
As predicted. I mean, I figured that as soon as even a little mention of rates are dropping, that we'd start seeing more activity, and rightfully so, because people want to move. And if they want to move and they can move, they should move.
It's funny how that just even the discussion of lower interest rates is enough to spark that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have rates dropped 3 weeks in a row now. And even though they're not like huge drops, they're headed in the right direction. So
yeah, and all the analysts seem to be saying that the worst of us may be behind us as far as inflation and interest rates are concerned.
Yep. Absolutely.
Good news.
Excuse me. Doggone cough is lingering.
It is that time of the year, isn't it?
Oh, boy. That's not one of the favorite parts of winter. I don't know what it is. I think if we went back to the masks, maybe. I didn't have a single cold during the masked
suit. Yeah, that is, you know. Time. But people went a little stir crazy, too.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to sell. I don't think I'm going to sell that one. So I'm just going to pass and stick to real estate. So
yeah, don't stick your neck out on that one.
No. Not going to at all. So I will say that sales definitely are down year over year. And our CMAR sent out a market report. And I think things weren't quite as bad as, you know, predictions had been. And I know that throughout the year, I've talked to a lot of agents who at one time were, you know, like early on in the year, summer, were 35% down year over year. That's a ton. And I think the worst we were was 20 or 25% at one point. But I think to date, we're like 8% down in sales year over year, which isn't crazy considering all the hoopla and the high interest and everything that's been going on.
Yeah.
So one more thing for me to be thankful for during this Thanksgiving season is that our business has been, pretty steady and good all year long. And we didn't feel it like some agents did. So we're lucky.
And you tend to gather a little bit more inventory than many of the others, it seems.
Yeah. That's very true. And what I have mentioned is traditionally, and especially in a good market, a lot of people will tend to just hire an agent because they know them. you know, oh, she's my friend, or our kids are in Girl Scouts together, or our kids play tennis together, or we play tennis together, or whatever their connection is. And not necessarily even a good friendship, but just a commonality, right? And I feel like whenever the market gets a little trying, people do their research and they get online and they ask their colleagues and they find out, like, who is going to get this job done? Who's going to be able to find me a house and negotiate a great price in these times where we can actually use our negotiating skills? And who's going to get my house marketed and sold? And luckily, you know, we've put our work in. We didn't just start at the top. You know, we've been doing this for a lot of years. I got my license in 2000, left Mayo Clinic at the end of 2000. So January 1 of 2001, I was full-time real estate. So I've been at it for 22 years and working really hard. And we've always been good for our word. So we promise to do something and we do it, and hopefully more. And it has served us well.
And the thing I've noticed since I've been working with you on this radio program is when you say full service, you mean full service.
And, you know, it's so funny you say that, because to me, that is just a natural part of how I'm wired. And I think it's because that's how I was raised. Like, I was a babysitter when I was 11 years old, and I babysat the neighbor kids. They had six kids. I was 11. And those little kids were all like probably seven and under. And my mom and dad had rules, serious rules. Like, when I was babysitting, I would absolutely not be allowed to go to sleep because I was responsible for those children, right? So if the parents didn't come home until 10:30 or 11 at night, here I am, the 11-year-old, staying up and being responsible for the other kids. It sounds crazy. I made them dinner. I read to them. And then when those kids went to sleep, I cleaned the house. I mean, I was always taught to go the extra. I always did really well. I was always reserved weeks in advance as a babysitter. And then when I became 15, I started waitressing. And honest to Pete, I just, again, would go over the top with service. I worked at the Anchor Inn. I know I've told this story before, but I think it's just a little life lesson. You know, do what you're expected to do and then some, right? So the Anchor Inn was an all-you-could-eat restaurant. And one night a week, they had crab legs. And anybody who's ever eaten crab legs knows they're cumbersome and they're hard to crack and they're messy to eat. So what I would do is, as soon as I would get off work, it was on Tuesdays, as soon as I would get off school, rather, I would head there to work, even though I couldn't punch in until 5 o'clock, because that's when they started to pay me. I would get there by 3:30. And for the first hour and a half, I would go in the kitchen. The cook would have the whole big stack of crab legs for me. I would have them cracked, pulled apart. I'd have the meat in my tray. I'd have it covered and in the steam table, so that when my clients came, my customers came, I just took a big clump of crab meat and put on their plate, and they would be waiting for me, waiting for my section. And finally, the word got out, right? Because I had a lot of different customers and they kept coming back. And my section would be full because everybody was coming in requesting me, and all the other servers were standing around waiting for a client, you know, waiting for a customer. And then my manager said, "You can't do that anymore, Robin. It's not fair. It's not fair to the other waitresses." I'm like, "Well, maybe they need to think outside the box or do the same thing. I don't know. It's all you can eat, so why can't I do it? You're not paying me for the extra labor, so tell me why I can't do it." Anyway. It's just the way I'm wired. And, you know, Elizabeth is on our team. She's been on our team for a few months. And she just said this to me this week, and it really made me think, wow, are you kidding me? So she said, "Robin, something that has really stuck with me is when you went on my very first listing appointment with me," not her first listing appointment, but her first listing appointment on my team, right? And she said, we were in that elderly woman's townhome, and she said she had some big pieces of furniture and she just wasn't taking them to her next place, and she just didn't know how she was going to get rid of them. And she said, "You just immediately said, I'll get some guys over here and we'll move them out into the garage and get them out of the way. And then if you need us to take them to a donation, I mean, of course, that's what I said. That was just a natural. She said, I was so shocked. She said, that is not something we would have done where I worked before. That's not something would have even came up. We would have just not thought in those terms. It's just not the way we did business. And she wasn't saying that it was bad that they didn't. She just thought it was extremely nice that I did that. And to me, it's like, that was such a little nothing.
Awesome. I love that story. We have to take a break already, Robin.
Oh my. Okay.
So we'll be right back. It's Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And this is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results here on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. And, you know, before we went to the break, you were talking about going the extra mile, the full service aspect of what you do at Gwaltney Group. But a big part of it, too, that I have noticed personally is you are big into just, you know, making these connections, relationships. For the people Absolutely. That you're working with.
Honestly, that is how we're wired. Again, that's how I've always done it. That's how my parents did it. I grew up with parents in the restaurant business, and they had regulars. Their people kept coming back and coming back and coming back. And so you learn by example, right? And I watched the way my parents treated people, and they built life-lasting relationships. And I've done the same. My siblings have done the same. And I feel really blessed that we have been exposed to that, because I guess I never realized it wasn't just natural for everybody to feel that way and act that way until I've been in business longer and longer. And I do realize that some realtors are ultra successful, but don't really care that much about the people. And I'm not dissing anybody. I mean, they just treat this as a sales job and a transactional job, and their job is to do the transaction, do the sale. And it's just a whole different concept than where we come from. Not right, not wrong, just different.
Well, yeah,
for us, it's just about the people. I mean, clearly we take care of the transaction, but it's about the people and the feelings and the stuff.
I especially noticed that over the past two summers, where you've invited my family to the customer appreciation picnics that you've had.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And
they're fun.
And everybody knows everybody. It's
awesome. I love it because I'll go to these picnics and sometimes I'll see a client that showed up that I haven't seen in maybe 10 years, but it seems like I saw him yesterday, right? Because different people, it works for them to come to different events. Like in the wintertime, we do the movies. You probably have received the invitations for that. So we've got that coming up on Saturday, December 9th at the Cinemagic. We have a morning movie, and it's like we, sent out the email invites to all of our clients, and they get free popcorn and free pop and free movie. And Santa and Mrs. Claus are there. And of course we have goodie bags. And of course there's little troll gift in the goodie bag along with the candy. And the movie is the Trolls movie, and it's a, hot release for the holiday season. But it's so much fun just to have our clients and their families. And, it's a small town. I mean, it's not really, but Rochester's a big small town. And everybody, they all know each other. They come and they're like, oh, you bought your house with the Gwaltneys. And a lot of them have been at events together. So they know when they come, they're going to see so-and-so and so-and-so, or they now call each other and come together. And it's fun. There's a real sense of community amongst our clients and their families and their friends. And I love that.
It is. It's a neat thing to see. That's for sure.
And I'm glad you're a part of it and your entire family.
And the Trolls. Remember when you were a little kid and you played with troll dolls?
I said Trolls have been around forever, and they're kind of creepy.
They are. My sisters had them.
I know they were.
You want to play with these ugly little things?
It's so funny. But anyway, it's just something that has stuck. That's for sure. Anyway. And,
especially when you think, Thanksgiving always, the whole weekend, the holiday gets me thinking over the past year because, you know, time rushes by so fast.
Oh, my gosh.
And you don't take stock in the things that have occurred. It all seems to fold on top of each other. It seems like the year's over in a blink. But if you actually spend time to think about it and unfold the year and take time to be, you know, have a little gratitude for the things that have come your way. And, I think that's what it's all about as well. And I see that in you and the way you do business as well.
Oh, well, thank you. It means a lot to me because I sincerely do care about the clients that we serve. And so do the rest of the people on my team, which is why they are on my team. You know, that's what, when I go to conventions or different places, people say, how do you recruit? I say, well, I really have never recruited anybody. Every agent that works for me has come to me and said, I'd be interested in talking to you about coming to work for you. Or somebody else on the team has said, hey, I know so-and-so and I think she'd be a great fit. And I talked to her, you know, that's how our team has grown. And so very organically. And am I looking for superstardom? No, I'm looking for good people who really, you know, are smart, intelligent, will know how to handle these deals and the tough bumps when you run into them. I mean, clearly we're always here for guidance. We have a full leadership team, but you know, when new agents have the ability to figure out how to handle situations, it's such a super skill. But that most important thing is really being concerned and caring about the all of the parties, not just the buyers that we represent, but caring about the other agent on the other side of the transaction, caring about the other party to the transaction. Because truthfully, how many times have you and I discussed that for something to really end well, it has to be a win-win. If a buyer gets a great deal on a house, but the seller feels like they've been taken, nobody feels good about that.
Right.
It's like we want people to feel like, oh, I'm so thrilled with what I sold my house for. And at the same time, we want the buyer to feel like, oh, my gosh, we're so happy with the house we got for the price we got it, because that's when we've done a really good job. And nobody's screaming and yelling at each other. And it's not a competition. It's about, let's put our brains together, let's work together, and let's figure out the most smooth, easy way to put together a great transaction for everybody involved.
Awesome. Okay, time for a break again. So,
all right.
Well, jump away, come right back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome back. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and we haven't had a chance to talk about listings for a couple of weeks. Do you have some new listings we can talk about?
I do have some new listings. Boy, oh boy, I had a hot little number. It's gone now. Sorry. Didn't last long. 450 Main Street East Wabasha. I haven't had that many phone calls on a listing in a long time.
I saw the picture of it. Yes.
Well, and it's such a unique home that, you know, who knew how it was going to go? Two beds and two baths, but really it's one conventional bedroom. And then the second bedroom is a loft upstairs. So it was designed particularly for my seller and a great design. I mean, I could live in that house in a minute. Really, really cute house. And it was not a tiny house by any means, but just not exorbitant, you know, 1,854 square feet. So just a nice amount of basically like a standalone condo with a yard, you know,
right on Main Street.
Right on Main Street, down, you know, way down, but so nice. Oh my gosh, so cute. So we had people fighting for that one. Sorry that you missed it. I have another great one over in Elgin on Sunset Boulevard or Sunset Drive. I don't actually have the information in front of me, but it's a really nice split. It's completely finished on the upper level and been freshly painted. It's got a nice big deck. It sits on two lots, kind of in the middle of two lots. So it's got a huge yard and a big garage. And the garage is sheetrocked and finished and has a 220 electric outlet for a supercharge for an electric car. And then the lower level is not completely unfinished. It has a finished bedroom and a finished bathroom. And then, of course, it wouldn't take much to finish the family room down there. And I think one other bedroom down there. So could be a 4-bed, 2-bath. But right now it's a 3-bed, 2-bath. And it's $309.9. So it is a beauty. It's a beauty. So I think that one will go pretty darn quickly. That one had just hit the market.
That's a short drive to Rochester, too.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And it's a really nice neighborhood. It's a really nice neighborhood. And, of course, the name of the street kind of says it all, Sunset Avenue, because the backyard faces directly west. So I'm sure it's just a gorgeous view of the sunset during the evening time. Okay, so we got Wabasha. We got Plainview. We got Dodge Center out at 16403 County Highway 34. We have for $185, a house that was built in 1956, sitting on 3 acres. It's got 2 beds and 1 bath. So a little house, big yard, small price, $185.
Very nice price.
Yeah. So there you go. That's a nice option. Here's another $309.9 split. This one is 3 beds, 2 baths, but completely finished. And this one has a 2-car garage. It was built in 1993. It's over in your neck of the woods, sort of. It's 2006 26th Street Southeast. So down kind of
more,
below,
yeah, more to the west of me.
More to the west of you.
Yeah.
Down at your foothill. Anyway, so that is a really nice house, and it's on a cul-de-sac, so it's a nice street. And you know, of course, very close to the schools, close to the elementary school, close to the middle school.
Yep, very close.
Willow Creek Middle School and, well, actually close to two middle schools, Ben Franklin and Pinewood.
Yep, right? It's in the Pine. It would be in the Pinewood school area, but two blocks unless you away put your from the middle school.
Unless you put your kids in the Ben Franklin Montessori, where That's my true. Kids went, and that would be a great location for that. Anyway, that one, and then we have one here on, this is a nice listing, 6260 Fairway Drive Northwest. This is a 4-bed, 3-bath, 2,500 square foot, finished split level. It was built in 2003, and this one, it's backs up to a park. It's just a great location over like Fairway, Savannah Drive area, Northwest. It's $399.9. So that's a hot one. What else do we got here? 2635 12th Avenue. That one's a 4-bed, 2-bath, built in 1962. Has 1,962 square feet as well. That's odd. Elton Hills, yep. And that one is $239.9. And here's one.
I
think
I know that house too.
Do you know that house? You've been around a long time.
Well, no, it's very close to where I grew up.
Okay. Yeah, it's a nice house. And back to Wabasha out on 155th Avenue. I've got a really beautiful house. It's got 5 bedrooms and 5 baths, and it backs up to the backwaters of Mississippi. So great place to, you know, go back there and fish, ice fish. You could clear, as a matter of fact, I think the sellers used to clear the snow off and set up an ice skating rink back there. Just a really pretty place and a really nice location. And that one is almost 5,000 square feet. It's 4,936 square feet. It was built back in 1981. Really cute, cute house. $764.9 for that one. Let's see. We've got...
That's right there on the river. Wow.
Yeah, I'm down on the prairie, you know, so down on like the back. Yep.
By the backwater. I still count that by the right by the river.
So. Yeah, it is. So we've got one out in Casson. That's nice. 402 12th Avenue Northwest, Casson. 4 beds, 2 baths, 2,100 square foot. Built in 1991, and that one is $324,900. We've got some brand new townhomes that are super nice. They are over on Supala Court. It's the last sixplex. So we had first an eightplex. They sold very quickly. That was when the market was super hot. Then another sixplex, and they were all sold before they were done. And this one is not going quite as quickly. They're just as nice as they ever were, but it was just the difference is the interest rates and, of course, prices have gone up. But I think we are down to 4 or 5 left in that building. So those are 5347 Supala Court Northwest, 2 beds, 2 baths, 1,249 square feet. Comes with a garage, and that one is $289,900. Okay. So check those out. Very nice. Let's see. We got one out in Preston. We got a few houses. This one
yes,
is.
Yes, you do.
We've got a few things for sale. And the good news is we keep getting more. So I love seeing this upward motion in the market, new listings coming on, more and more buyers coming out. So maybe instead of our spring market hitting in February this year, our spring market's going to hit in December or January. Who knows?
All right. Well, you know what? It is, unfortunately.
Time has come. All right. Well, anyway, it has, it's always a pleasure, Andy. I really enjoyed doing this show. And I hope that all of you listeners know that with heartfelt sincerity, if you have any questions involving real estate in any matter, please always feel free to pick up the phone and call me because I'd love to guide you, help you in any way that I can. And my cell phone is always on me. That number is 507-259-4926. And I always look forward to your calls. And when people call and say that they listen to me on the radio, it always makes me so excited.
Well, thank you again, Robin. And I look forward to doing this again next Saturday. So
all right.
Enjoy the rest of the holiday weekend. Thanks.
Happy tree. All right. Bye-bye.
By Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on News Time 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.